Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, March 9th, day 3 of 9/11 on trial, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. This is day number 3 of the televised broadcast of 9/11 on trial. We'd like to thank everybody for their feedback, for their orders of this book. And also, I'd like to thank Lisa Giuliani yesterday for her excellent, excellent rendition of the opening statement. She did phenomenally. Today, we're going to have witness number one, Mr. Joseph Smith. And he's going to recount the government's official version of events.
Now, let us join His Honor Judge Alan Kirkpatrick with the proceedings of 9/11 on trial.
Please be seated. Court is now in session. Today, we will continue with the people's case against the United States federal government in regards to the events of September 11, 2001 at the World Trade Center Towers in New York City. Let us proceed. Witness, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, to understand our frame of reference in this case, you must first become acquainted with precisely what we're standing in opposition against. Specifically, our first witness will now present to you what has become known as the official version of 9/11. Witness number one, what has come to represent the official version of 9/11?
Essentially, four sources comprise the official version of 9/11.
What would these four sources be?
In terms of when they appeared, the sources would be, number one, a BBC article by Sheila Barter entitled How the World Trade Center Fell. Number two, an article written by Bazant and Zhao entitled Why Did the World Trade Center Collapse? A Simple Analysis, published in the Journal of Engineering Mechanics in September 2001. Number three, the PBS Nova special, Why the Towers Fell, produced and directed by Garfield Kennedy and Larry Klein. And finally, FEMA's World Trade Center Building Performance Study, in May 2002.
All right. Could you briefly summarize the official version of events in regard to the World Trade Center's collapse?
Two Boeing jetliners were deliberately crashed into the Twin Towers, causing raging fires within the steel support structures, thereby causing the buildings to collapse completely.
Okay, since you mentioned fire, let's start there. What role did burning jet fuel play in the collapse of the towers?
Well, according to Geronimo Jones, who referenced the BBC article, the collapse of the towers was a direct result of the plane crashes, whose fires, blazing hot from the jet fuel, created temperatures in excess of 800 degrees Celsius and caused the steel supports to melt, leading to the towers' collapse.
What else did the BBC report have to say on this matter?
They quoted structural engineer Chris Wise, who said, who said, it was the fire that killed the buildings. There is nothing on earth that could survive those temperatures with that amount of fuel burning. The columns would have melted, the floors would have melted, and eventually they would have collapsed on top of one another.
FEMA also weighed in on this matter, didn't they?
Yes, they said that the structural damage sustained by each tower from the impact combined with the ensuing fires resulted in the total collapse of each building.
So, once again, fire appears to be the main culprit.
Yes, FEMA stated, as each aircraft impacted a building, jet fuel on board ignited. Part of this fuel immediately burned off in large fireballs that erupted at the impact floors. Remaining fuel flowed across the floors and down elevator and utility shafts, igniting intense fires throughout upper portions of the buildings. As these fires spread, they further weakened the steel frame structures, eventually leading to total collapse.
Did other sources confirm the story that fires led to the World Trade Center's collapse?
Yes, on September 24, 2001, CNN reported the collapse, when it came, was caused by fire. The fire was very, very intense and burned for a long time. The fire weakened that portion of the structure which remained after the impact. It was weakened by fire to the point where it could no longer sustain the load.
Any other sources?
Civil Engineering magazine reported, the fires burned at such a high temperature that a stream of molten metal began to pour over the side of the tower. The heat output from these fires will later be estimated to have been comparable to that produced by a large nuclear generating station.
Were there any other contributing factors to the tower's collapse?
Yes. The loss of strength and stiffness of the material resulting from the fire combined with the initial impact damage, would have caused the failure of the truss system supporting the floor.
What role did these trusses play?
According to the WTC report, 1.5-inch, 22-gauge, non-composite steel deck trusses were supported at the inner core on seats off a girder, which ran continuously past and was supported by the core columns. The only thing securing trusses to the inner core were 5/8-inch bolts.
Could you elaborate further?
In the official account, the floor plate attachments are supposed to have let go, causing the accelerated cement pancake mass. According to this theory, only the first floor above the fire initially collapsed, causing the floors below to progressively collapse one floor at a time. In addition, according to the MIT study, the single bolt connections in the framework of the World Trade Center popped and fell apart during September 11th terrorist attacks, causing the floors to collapse on top of each other. This analysis concludes that the bolts did not properly secure the tower's steel floor trusses.
Were there any other possibilities for this collapse?
Bazant and Zhao came up with a column failure theory 2 days after the attacks, which is now referred to as the wet noodle theory.
What precisely does this wet noodle theory entail?
Heat from the fire supposedly caused the columns not to melt, but to lose most of their strength by softening because steel starts to soften long before it melts at high temperatures.
How are the trusses that you referred to earlier attached to the World Trade Center itself?
The official story has it that the towers collapsed because the only connection between the outer perimeter wall and the central core were flimsy, lightweight trusses. The plane impact weakened these trusses, and the heat of the fires caused them to buckle until the trusses at the impact floor gave way, and the floors above lost their support and fell upon the lower floors, causing all floors to pancake.
Okay, with this information in mind, please summarize the government's official version of events.
Heat from the fires weakened or softened the trusses that supported the floors. Either from sagging or thermal expansion of the trusses, the attachments of the outer end of the trusses to the outer steel framework of the building were broken. This would presumably happen to the floor or floors above the impact sites where the fires would have burned hottest. The loss of these attachments is then said to have caused entire floors or sections of floors to fall, leading to a chain reaction collapse.
One last question. In FEMA's World Trade Center Building Performance Study, it is written, with the information and time available, the sequence of events leading to the collapse of each tower could not definitely be determined. Why did the investigators ultimately reach this non-definitive conclusion?
Well, there is so little information because the rubble was destroyed and our investigation was hampered.
No further questions.